USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says at this time, meteorologists are not sure whether Dorian will directly hit Florida's east coast. Some of the computer models predict a late turn northward as it hugs the coastline. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
The National Hurricane Center has said it's going to slow down over the next 24 hours. We'll slow down. That means it's going to increase in intensity. The slower it moves, the more problematic it becomes. It is still a very powerful hurricane.
It's a Category 4 now with winds up to 140 miles per hour. Dan Gilbert is the mayor of Miami Beach.
We can prepare for this. But because everybody sees it going everywhere in the state of Florida, because the cone is so wide, people may decide that it's not coming to them. They're going to play sort of Russian roulette, and that's a big mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump's personal assistant, who has been with him since the start of his administration, has now left the White House. Before leaving for a weekend at Camp David, the president spoke about Madeleine Westerhout. She abruptly resigned after talking about the president's family at a recent off-the-record dinner with reporters.
I really think she had a bad night. I think it was unfortunate. She said she was drinking, and the whole thing was very unfortunate.
It's another weekend of protests in Hong Kong. Andrew Stevens reports.
You can hear them chanting behind me. They're basically saying, liberate Hong Kong, freedom for Hong Kong, add oil, which is the catch cry here. And the other one is an eye for an eye in reference to the protester whose eye was severely damaged by a projectile in previous demonstrations.
She got her start on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Actress Valerie Harper has passed away after her long battle with cancer. Harper was 80 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to the Conference Board, U.S. workers are more satisfied with their jobs than they were a few years ago. USA's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Robin Erickson of the Conference Board tells us that level of satisfaction was up to 53.7%.
It's an increase of 2.7 percentage points from the last year, and 2018 is the eighth year in a row where job satisfaction has improved for an increase of 11% since 2010.
Erickson, who was the principal researcher for the Conference Board study, tells us there's been a big jump in the job satisfaction rate when you look back at 2010.
Back in 2010, job satisfaction was only 42.6%, so it's gone up quite a bit, 11 percentage points since 2010.
There's a new fast food study out, and USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
This new study says fast food could have something to do with the rise in depression among middle school-aged kids in America. Now, more specifically, the bad news could be a diet that's heavy on fast food and light on plant-based foods. Researchers at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, who tested a group of middle schoolers, found very high levels of sodium, but very low levels of potassium. They say high sodium levels is evidence of highly processed foods, not just fast food, but also frozen meals and unhealthy snacks. Low potassium is a sign of a diet that lacks in healthy fruits and vegetables.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.